Time now to mark the week. Little piece of news and current events that's more popular than James Shaw and nine of his mates in business class. Level three for Auckland. Eight. No, not because you can queue for a burger, but because it's an admission that elimination doesn't work. Ashley Bloomfield, six. Four. Although not being overt about it, in his own conservative way, saying we may not get back to zero. We knew what you meant, Ash. Rob, five, eight.
Everything just grinds down to a slow motion train smash.
Quote of the week, slow motion train crash. It was a revealing insight, I thought sobering, but confirmation of what we suspected. The fee bait delay, six. Blame COVID if you want, but here's the truth. Treasury argued against it. The Motor Vehicle Association has pulled support. Another ideological thought bubble that's not conclusive or conducive to a practical real-world application. Ty Webster, six. You can't do your job because you're not jabbed. He will not be the last to let go. Believe me. New South Wales, eight. Yes, it's been a worse, but my word.
I just like playing that noise.
A roadmap. New freedoms and a poll that shows the vast majority back it. That's leadership for you. Chris Cairns, nine. The inspirational story of the week, I thought, what a hell of a thing to face, eh? And yet, as the video showed, it takes a lot to keep a good bloke down. We wish him all the very best, of course. Judith Collins, seven. I mean, yes, the Nats have issues. Of course they do. But Collins is getting crap she doesn't deserve, and the media need to kick up the jacksie. A mask in an ice cream shop is not a crime, and it's not a story. Dame Jenny Gibbs, six. And neither is a woman in a carport talking to another person in their carport 4 metres away. A car full of cash, KFC, and empty ounce bags busted at the border, that's a crime. Can we have some perspective, please? News Talk ZB9. Record audience, ratings yesterday, gob-smacking success, thanks to you. A jab, six. Now, this is an issue. We are slowing and slowing fast. Freedoms come with jabs. Open borders come with jabs. We need some targets, and we need some incentives. Cricket, four. The men came home, the women stay. Not all bomb threats are created equal, clearly. The All Blacks, eight. I hope the South Africans are up to it. I mean, I'm kind of overwatching the All Blacks make it look easy. Mind you, when you're good, you're good. First home buyers, seven. I mean, despite what all the misery merchants say, there are still plenty of people buying their first home. The stats show us this week, and as we say, numbers don't lie. You don't know how a first home buyer affords a home? Ask them. There's about 36,000 a year. That's the week. Copies on the website. Additional versions of this are available. Click and collect and by contactless delivery in Auckland and the Upper Hauraki area. Free with pizza and level two.